That was The Charlatans with Forever, the recently released single off their recently released album. So there you go. Pow.
A lot of times, companies call us up and say, hey, dudes, duders,
and, Trace, you know, Dudos. We clarify that there are no, in fact, duders here. But we do appreciate the thought, because were there duders here, I'm sure they would appreciate the inclusion.
And if the duders come back, we'll let them know
that you said, and then the company's kind of like, all right, can we get to the point?
They're like,
and then we let them get to the point.
So trifecta of dudes. I've got this product. You know, my company wants to sell it, but I've got no advertising campaign. I got no shtick. I got no angle. I got no game. What can you do for it, dude dogs? So, you know, a lot of times if the price is right, we take it and we underwrite for it. Which basically means that we come up with something snappy. We are the people that make things happen. We're the movers and shakers, you know? Mm-hmm. We're the creative forces behind all the zangers and pows and zaps of all the ads you see.
Yeah, we make things happen. You know, hydrogen sitting over there, water sitting over there. We're like, hey, get together.
Bam.
You're going to like this stuff.
Seriously.
So.
First product.
Working down in labs.
A lot of people... Now, this is very appropriate for the holidays. A lot of people get depressed, okay? A lot of people get down on themselves. When you get depressed and down on yourselves, you lose your motivation. Where to go? Where's my motivation? What am I doing with my life? I don't know. You know, suddenly you find yourself in a black hole, you know, of just emptiness. And you know, even though you're loved by friends and family members, it's just not enough to get your ass in gear.
You know, you didn't deserve to go into the hole, you know? I mean, you know, you got up out of your cell in time. You didn't start any fights in the yard.
Right. And the hole just jumped on you, basically.
Yeah.
So, well, actually, this is by United Artists, distributing company. They are sponsoring a rent an aggressive female lead for any period of time that you want. So, with Rent an Aggressive Female Lead, you know, you fill out the proper forms, you put your bid in, you can do it over the internet. And, you know, if you win the bid, you get the aggressive female lead of your choice for the designated period of time, for however much you paid, however much money you paid. And then they come to your house, and they're guaranteed to motivate you, either reciting witty chunks of dialogue from their movies, or just, you know, playing the aggressive characters that you're used to. Like, for example, Mark, I know you tried out the service because we like to know what's going on. You actually rented Kathy Bates.
Mm-hmm. And I took I just took massive doses of barbiturates just so I could get appropriately depressed. Right. You know.
So Kathy Bates, you rented for a week and a half.
Put in bed.
How did that go?
You know, it was interesting. So, you know, I've got pill bottles just, you know, all over the place because I wanted to get it in the right frame of mind. And, you know, the doorbell rings.
Ding dong.
You know, the doorbell rings and I'm you know, just slumped over in my chair because, you know, I'm bombed out. I don't want to get up and answer the door. And this booming voice comes from the other side of the door. Well, the door isn't going to answer itself.
Seriously.
So, you know, I realize, yeah, you know, the door, I've never seen a door answer itself. And I guess that's something I'm going to have to do. I'm going to have to go answer that door. So I shuffle off the, you know, the empty pill bottles and, you know, mope my way over towards the door and, you know, kind of open the door. And very slowly, because, you know, I'm not all that enthusiastic. I've got all these chemicals running through my body that are keeping me pretty low. And Kathy Bates is standing there, and she says, you know, it's about time. The average human lifespan's only about 80 years, and, you know, I've only been out here for 40, so let's go. And so I finish opening the door, and, you know, she comes in. Place is looking terrible. She tells me that this, you know, the place looks terrible. And that wasn't too witty, so I was kind of down. She apologized. She's kind of new in the program.
So... basically, what happened is she got you to open up a whole lot of doors within yourself.
Yeah.
To realize your potential. And you went on the next week and a half to win the Miss Teen Champagne Contest.
Yes, I did. I really didn't think I could win the Miss Teen Champagne Contest, but I did.
I didn't have my money on you during the swimsuit contest.
Well, I mean, because you were wearing that two-piece and, you know, your back hair, it didn't look good.
No, I at first I didn't think it looked good, but you know, she told me a few things.
She gave me pointers. She says, "Hey, Mark, I have back hair, and I've won pageants before,
and I eat babies.
So with that those two tidbits of knowledge from my past, go out and get them, Tiger.
And show what you can do." What I thought was, Mark, you know what? when it all came down, you didn't look good. You didn't look good.
Well, no.
But you had confidence.
It was the confidence. Mm-hmm.
People find that sexy. They find that attractive. They go for the confidence.
Kathy Bates says, if I can cripple James Caan, then you can get out there and cripple these these other swimsuit contestants.
Hey, if I can survive the Titanic, then balls out, you can win.
Mm-hmm. And I could.
And you did.
Never been prouder. Still wearing the bikini.
Underneath your clothes?
Yes.
Well, I actually tried too. I had a similar experience. I did it on a couple day basis because I didn't have time, but I rented Linda Hamilton. And I had similarly successful results. She broke my femur. But it was only out of an act of tough love, trying to get me out of bed to go do my laundry because my clothes mm-hmm. hadn't been washed in a long time. So she broke my femur, but then she was so nice, she set it for me, and she wrapped it up in a splint. And the infection's starting to go away right now. I mean, it's only a little bit gangrenous,
yeah.
you know, as opposed to, like, a lot gangrenous that it could have been if she didn't even wrap it up, you know. So I had to send her back, and it was a tearful departure, let me tell you.
I'm going to say that, you know, not to be a naysayer, I tried the thing, tried the whole service, and I got in pretty late on the beta testing. And they'd kind of run out of their roster of usual aggressive leads. Sure. I ended up with Calista Flockhart. She tried to take a stern hand. She smacked me and actually broke her own arm. And then when she sat down, she busted everything from her waist down. Girl needs some calcium in her diet. And I really couldn't. I couldn't take her seriously.
But let me ask you this. If you stop to reflect on the situation, did her own pathetic state make you feel better about your own state? Did her own pathetic visage make you like feel better, more confident?
Oh yeah, I mean yeah.
Your
own
motivation?
I'm not that pathetically insecure. So
that might have motivated you a little bit.
Right.
Gotten you out of your funk.
Yeah.
Just in a reverse kind of way.
Yeah, I know. I think her reverse psychology worked quite well, actually. I mean, you're, you know, repeated urging her to get some calcium into her diet. I mean, you've been chewing on large squares of calcium yourself ever
right,
since.
Right, yeah. I mean, and, you know, it's good that her reverse psychology worked because her digestive system doesn't really that well anymore.
Well, you know, it's mush.
Yeah. It's just atrophied from lack of use.
Sure. Well, despite that, we decided to take the account anyway because, mm-hmm. you know, two out of three ain't bad, really. And we tend to think that Eric had more results than he's willing to admit.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we made love on a, you know, on a futon full of rose petals, but...
Well, yeah. See?
And, I mean, you
That's
know...
That's not bad.
Yeah, but... I don't know. I just kept thinking of Skeletor the whole time.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
Well, that thing's perfect. Anyway, we took the account and we said... Sure, United Artists, sign us up. We'll do this for you because we think it's got spunk. It's got pizzazz, this program of yours.
Verve.
If you will. And
it's actually got the verve because they're not doing anything in particular.
Well, right, yeah, the Verve pipe wanted in, but they said, yeah, right.
No, so the Verve's just kind of hanging out in the green room. Chilling.
Yeah.
So, you know, we came up with this little jingle.
When the holidays have got you down.
Boom, boom, boom,
boom. Wouldn't a tongue lashing by a Hollywood starlet feel really good? Try United Artists. Rent an aggressive female lead program this Christmas season.
Gee, I was feeling really depressed. I was feeling down. Oh, and I was feeling out. But then, when Angelina Jolie showed up at my door, I tell you, my whole world just changed, man. So not only am I open to everything more sexually, to anything that comes my way, but she whipped me so hard that now I have scabs in my back. thanks, ow, Rent an Aggressive Female Lead for making my life that much better.
Try United Artists Rent Aggressive Female Lead Program this Christmas.
I would say that my job was in double jeopardy. That is, until Ashley Judd took a couple minutes off of the set of her latest film. And, well, basically, all she did was kick me really hard. But, I don't know. It was all right.
Would it a tongue lashing by a Hollywood starlet? Feel good.
So repulsive, it's beautiful.
And you know what? I think Bobby McFerrin really needed that boost to his career.
Well, he hadn't really done
anything
after he vowed, a vow of silence for the last 18 years.
Coming out, using
his vocal cords again, and right after the session, they were so shriveled and dry, they just burst and crumbled into his esophagus, choking him to death. But, for that, we got it on tape, though, is the important thing.
Yes.
Next people to get in contact with us, wanting us to represent their product, was actually Barnum and Bailey Circuses. I was kind of excited about this, because I had been to the circus once as a child, just all kinds of crazy stuff going on there. Never been a big fan of clowns, but, let's face it, there's some kind of cool stuff that goes on at a circus. If you're a child, you like seeing the lions jump through the hoops, and the bears do complex algebra. And all that jazz. So I was kind of into it. And I was happy to help them out to, give them back. They'd given me a childhood sense of wonder. And if I could help them, I would be absolutely happy to. And what they said to me was that they've been having a problem lately at the concession stand, of all places. When I was a child, I got some cotton candy when I went to the circus. I thought it was a great idea. It's melts in your mouth, kind of great sugary taste, gets you all hyper, bouncing around all over the place. Well, apparently people aren't into cotton candy so much anymore, but they need something to sell at the concession stand. Nobody's buying cotton candy, but Barnum Bailey, big reliance upon those concession stand revenues to keep them in business.
Well, actually, I heard a rumor in Entertainment Weekly that Bailey wanted to pull out and just collapse, so many years of tradition and just call quits, and start a real estate agency. But Barnum, he's a ball biter,
They actually made up some signs for other. It was so close that it was just, they were making up signs that said Barnum and Circus.
Yeah, they had no way to reconcile the title anymore, so...
So, they were saying, what are we going to do? What are we going to do? They weren't really sure. And the idea that I had for them is if they want to keep going on in that direction, they just need to do some basic cultural analysis. And let's face it, over the, how long has it been since I've been a child? About 3 years. About over the 3 years since I was a child. There have been certain cultural changes as far as cotton goes. And let's face it, people aren't wearing as much cotton as they used to. Clothing has changed. And so what I suggested that Barnum and Bailey Circuses do is move that whole concession stand thing over in a new direction, introduce some new varieties, such as people are out there wearing leather candy, vinyl candy. You ever seen somebody in vinyl pants? It's really disturbing, but somehow interesting.
Polyester pull candy.
Yes, plaid candy. So that's kind of the direction that I was pushing them in.
What do you guys think? It's a good idea.
I think it is a good idea. I think people need more of those kind of natural... And man-made kind of fibers in their diet.
Mm-hmm. And I think I thought your corduroy candy was a great idea.
Yeah.
Ridged yet supple.
The velour candy melted wonderful. In my mouth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think this is a go. The thing I need is get some pullover fleece candy,
mm-hmm.
and those Gap kids will come a running.
I'll work on that. So here's a little jingle I was putting together.
And now, welcome to Barnum and Bailey Circus.
Dad, I'm hungry.
Well, look at the elephants.
You know I'm profoundly disturbed by elephants.
All right. Hey, vendor.
Yes, how can I help you?
What do you got for sale there in that little neat cart hanging from your waist?
Well, we've got all kinds of delightful confections, sir.
Delightful confections, son.
But, Dad, you know I don't like cotton candy because it's lame.
Shut your little mouth, son.
Okay. Yes, shut your little mouth, son.
We don't see your kid too anymore. All the world's children are my sons.
Wow, you get around.
Yes, I do. But anyway, cotton candy's a thing of the past.
So my wife slept with you?
The ball of fire. All the world's women are my wives.
I still want something to put in my mouth and make me excitable.
I'm getting to that, you ruthless son of a... Anyway.
Son of you, obviously.
Son of me, clearly.
My wife and you.
Oh,
okay. Laid down together.
So, over here we have leather candy.
Co-created.
We have leather vinyl candy.
My
we
wife.
We have shiny silk candy. We have polyester candy. We have rayon circus. Candy.
Do you have...
All of which are flammable.
Do you have khaki candy like the...
But of course.
Oh, yum!
With cargo pockets.
Well, it's wonderful, but... Do you have a cure for a broken heart, circus man?
Yes, son, I do.
Wait, I'm your son?
Right.
You saw my mom?
All the world's males are my sons.
Jesus?
Even he.
Oh my God, it is Jesus. Jesus, it's good to see you.
No, Jesus is my son.
See, you can clearly see I hadn't come down off the barbiturates when I was putting together that jingle. And it goes in kind of disturbing directions.
It hasn't been mixed down yet at all.
Yeah. Once we add the extra tracks,
and
it's
plus that's
make
the last time we, you know, get our actors together and just tell them to go to nuts in the studio. You know?
Yeah,
we say we trust you, freestyle a little bit.
That's the greatest saying I've ever heard. Yeah. Go to nuts. No, just go to nuts. We'll be
We typically have a script. No.
Let me remind you, by the way, you're listening to WEFT Champagne 90.1 FM. Trying to get better about those legal IDs.
I'm trying to get better about my legal IDs. Like, I used to, you know, make a really fake, crappy fake one.
Yeah.
But
I'm trying to get better with my legal IDs. I make sure that she's, you know, 18. I make her show me, and I got one of those little ultraviolet things that shows the hologram.
The little hologram.
Nice.
Well, I don't want any more of that illegal IDs going on in my house. I don't need... They've decided to make one last push, one last play to secure themselves. They own everything mechanical. The problem here is now with people. So for this Christmas, the popularity of the web is just, it's insane right now. You know, every commercial, there's no commercials for stores anymore. There's, you know, it's, you don't see a commercial for the Gap. You see a commercial for the Gap.com. Microsoft's banking on that. What they're introducing this Christmas is the internet. Yes, it's a web system for your body. Allows every, major and minor organ to have its own web page. Allows your blood will flow through an electronical network of microcomputers implanted directly into your body. Mm. And Bill Gates will be able to track your every movement and thought.
Sure.
I think this is a wonderful thing. I'm all for it. I think Bill Gates is God. And I think that we should all be supplicants.
It's true. Well, you see, I actually had the procedure done to me because I like to try it out. You know, even if it's above and beyond the Call of Duty.
Let me tell you, your pancreas has got a fat ass load of Britney Spears fake nude pictures.
It's very true, and it's been downloading them a lot faster than I could have ever done outside of my own body.
I find it very interesting that your kidney has a large. A collection of home improvement sound files on its webpage.
Yeah, really.
The proper place to process home improvement is through your kidney. Yeah. I mean,
Anyway, you see, I kind of, you know, since I've been downloading some illegal stuff, you know, in my my pancreas, Bill Gates has taken away my ability to electronically defecate. So I've been a little backed up lately.
Well, that's a problem.
And, you know, since he is omnipotent, you know.
Well, now he is, since you have computers running throughout your body. I can't believe you fell for that. We don't really like the idea, Matt. We just thought you'd... It's just like that time with the apocalypse.
Yeah.
We're using Super K for a month.
Wait.
This is a horrible thing.
Wait, but right now I'm surfing web pages at a pace that nobody in the world could achieve.
It's really a shame when the roof of his mouth hacked into his eardrums webpage.
Yeah.
And put up all those.
Well, that was only minor structural damage to my jaw. And that was repaired. You know,
I can't go for anything.
Lord Gates, you know, he fixed it. Right,
our Dark Lord Bill.
So you guys have it too, right? Though you said that, Mark. You said you had your heart replaced with, you know, CD-ROM. And you had a zip drive put in your spine, right, Eric? Let me see him, guys. Right. Come on, Mark. I want to watch a movie.
It's about time you took a nap.
Well, that's about all the underwriting we have for you tonight. Proving once again, Matt is a gullible, gullible, gullible little creature.
Yeah.
Oh, and guys, while I'm sleeping, don't ever, ever, ever lie to me or say anything that's false, okay?
Okay. It'd be rude to
do that now that you have
While I'm sleeping, I want you to actually go out and get the electronic internet procedure done to you surgically. Okay.
Well, that's the first time you've ever asked us to do something. Not do is fine.
I would still be rude.
I don't know. Let's hack into his left eye's webpage.
Yeah.
See if we can just put up a bunch of Roseanne Barr pictures. That's all he's seeing all day. Hey, go to a song. I'm going to start hacking in here.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to a song. But you are listening to What Jail Is Like, and we will be back right after this musical break with public service announcements. The cry goes out. If we experience technical problems throughout the night, please give us a call, 359-9338, because the transmitter is in a vulnerable position. We really need to know.
It's prone. It's just laying there.
God, can you imagine having nothing but appear in your left eye but for 24 hours for Roseanne Barr picture?
Call us. We love you.
359-9338.